This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Dairy farmers across the country invest a percentage of their milk check to promotional research and export programs in an effort to share the message of nutritious dairy foods. Scott Higgins is president and CEO of the American Dairy Association Mideast.
Well, every day I wake up, I think about what can I do for dairy farmers to help them and their cause to build trust and sales among consumers, representing them off their farms and helping to put a good face and a knowledge and information out to the consumer group. And I also think about the policies that are affecting our dairy farm families every day. What kinds of intrusions might the government or outside interest try to insert themselves that could do harm to and cause our farms to have some unnecessary bureaucracies and overextending policies that affect them from doing their farm work.
He says our dairy farmers do more than just produce milk and nutritious dairy foods. They create jobs and contribute to their respective communities, and that's a story that needs to be told.
Well, it's essential for dairy farmers to have a voice, and I'm just privileged to be able to work for them. I grew up as a dairy farmer and had a chance to go to the university and get a degree, and now I get to work for them. But having a voice for dairy farmers is essential. You know, once milk leaves the farm, dairy farmers really don't have any control over it unless they're a part of a co-op who has their own manufacturing and processing. But in Ohio, you know, over 50% of the milk is not co-op milk, so we take it really seriously.
He says with so much info out there, it's important that dairy producers share their true, genuine story.
In the early years, let's say starting back in 2009 when social media became more prevalent, there were folks out there, activist groups, who were looking at ways to try to disarm our dairy farmers and give them trouble. And what we did was we reached out to farmers and had them express themselves by letting the cameras come into their farm, being fully transparent, and we began to take that message out to the public. Over the years, farmers are much more savvy. The youngsters on the farms are starting to get more involved in social media, and they're very proactive in telling their story. So there's a continuum of those who are fearing but want to tell the story, and then there are those that are very progressive and are very eager to tell the story of our dairy farmers. So it takes them all, but the most important thing is we're telling the truth, and consumers are very receptive to the truth.
Along with heading the American Dairy Association Mideast, Higgins also CEO of the Ohio Dairy Producers Association.
Well, Ohio Dairy Producers Association was formed many years ago when there were numerous co-ops and organizations operating in the state, and the whole goal behind it was to bring together all the interests of dairy farmers to have one like-minded approach on public policy and how we might have worked with our state agencies and such. So I have had the privilege of doing that for them. We've had some rough years. There's been some policies where half of our farm families think one thing and half another. But what's really essential to all of it is making the opportunity and creating the opportunity for them to sit at the table representing all interests, regardless of size of farm, dealing with issues that affect us. There are environmental issues. There are livestock care issues. There are production issues. There are technologies. We work on the whole gamut of advocacy issues. But the most important thing is, once again, bringing the opportunity for farmers to have a voice and what's affecting their farms on a day-to-day basis.
He says because the majority of dairy farmers in Ohio and West Virginia live on or near the land that they farm, they also understand the importance of protecting these natural resources, a message that's not always delivered accurately to the consumer.
Dairy farmers get up every day, they go about their work, they're doing a great job being stewards of the land, but there may be a consumer group out there that sees something, take it out of context, and then they blow it up and become very angry to our farm community. We're working collaboratively with our state agencies and all the folks that work with our farm families and putting together a message to help educate that consumer group that they may not be right on that. But I will also say this. What's important, too, as a trade association is working with our farmers who recognize if there is a needed change, we're the first ones to evolve to it. We won't wait and have someone tell us it has to be done. We are the first ones to aspire to change it. Just look at our milk production technologies and look at our manure handling technologies. Look at the way we've transformed the way manure is handled on a day-to-day basis. Now we're creating energy. And one of the things that's really important, it is a vital nutrient for soil health. All you have to do is go to a farm that hasn't had manure from livestock and look at the crops and go back to the farms that does have the right amount of manure as a nutrient, and you'll see a tremendous improvement in soil health and a maintenance of soil health. We got to find ways to get some of that manure on the farms that haven't seen it for 30 or 40 years.
And that's Scott Higgins, president and CEO of the American Dairy Association Mideast, also CEO of the Ohio Dairy Producers Association. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.